Blog Talk Radio.
What I don't like, and what has been in some ways a traumatic in a way, is to hear individuals in my environment say that they contacted people in the industry with lies, and I believe they could have. They even said really way out things of cyber stalking, said they saw me send things on my computer or, you know, and, you know, it includes with those previous allegations of voyeurism that has not been proven. You know, other, you know, if they have, they are evil. If they contacted people in the industry or told people online on social media lies about me, my music. As I said before, all my songs are copyrighted. All my songs are, they've been released on Vivo, or songs that I have not released have been registered with BMI and published. Please do not listen to any lies. These people want to take my Hollywood dreams away, and I hate their guts for it. You know? I mean, they make excuses and lies, social media or the industry, that, you know, lies that I'm not well, I don't have control of my music. They even made up some really big lie that I don't own my property. You know, the reason why they said that, because it was connected to a contract or whatever. These individuals have said they were signed to Sony or some major label with using my music. They can't use my music. It's copyrighted. They don't have a copyright to any of my music. I don't like bringing it up again, but they've been mentioning it for several months and years, and they in my neighborhood. And I'm not talking about just the homeless. I'm talking about individual neighbors or people who made up lies about my music. I want to say to the world, do not listen to any negative, you know, commentary about me by these individuals or anybody online or in the industry. If you are interested in my music, contact me at DoveNeedsLove22 Twitter, DoveNeedsLove22. Because I have individuals who want to take my Hollywood dreams away to be a professional and to be a success at recording music and to be a songwriter. Of course, I'm not the only one. I mean, they have people who are evil in my environment. They cannot control my music because I have it with BMI and I have it copyrighted. I even had some individuals say that they threatened somebody if they use my music. They cannot do that. First of all, that's a crime, and they don't own my music. My pop music or any of my music, they cannot use it. You know, it really is sad that I dealt with these narcissists, these evil human beings, you know, with their excuses and their narcissists and evil deeds and what they say out their mouth. Say, oh, I didn't work hard enough. I don't have a job. Or I don't write my music. I don't own it. Or my home, they think they lie to people that I don't own my home connected to my publishing company. They have people come over, or they lied and said that I was Latino when I wasn't. I am African American. I always have been. Please don't believe these lies. Please, these are evil human beings. I mean, It really is that sad, and that's why I talk about it more often. They are attempting or want to take my dreams away. I told you about that they said that they look on my computer and see me sending emails to companies and lying. If that is true, they committed a crime. They cannot do that. That's impossible. And they followed me around to events to try to know what I'm doing. That's evil, too. These African-American predators, Latino predators, criminals, white criminals, etc. I don't care what they, you know, they're a mixture of different races. But it's not about their race. It's about their character. They're thugs. They're losers. They're drug addicts, criminals who sit on their ass and do nothing. They got serious mental health issues. Saying lies about my music, and I don't even talk to them or hang out with them. So please do not listen to these particular people. It doesn't matter what they look like, and they are a mixture of all kinds of colors and races, etc. Do not listen to these thugs, because they make up lies and stories. They want to hurt me and try to hinder and take away my dreams. Everything out their mouth is evil. Another thing that they say is that, ooh, you got to be heterosexual. Well, they're homophobic. They can't make it in the industry being a homophobe. Please do not listen to any lies or any false allegations or put downs about me from anyone. Don't listen to the naysayers. Don't listen to these evil people. They want to take my dreams away, and that's not good. And also, they have the intent to fool and commit fraud against people in the industry. If any of these allegations are true, particularly whether they went to Sony using the material, they can go to jail for fraud, and they will, if any of these allegations are true. What it shows is that these particular people, have nothing better to do but to try to hurt me because of their jealousy. All they have to do is write their own music and don't come over here to try to steal or hinder my potential. If anyone's interested in my music, contact me at DoveNeesLove22@yahoo.com. DoveNeesLove22@yahoo.com. Or contact me at DoveNeesLove22 Twitter. You can find me. Make sure it's the right person, because these individuals have said they committed ID theft by impersonating and pretending to be me. Make sure you find out who's the real me. I have a distinct vocal style and distinct personality. You can find me. Don't listen to lies, or don't listen to excuses. Don't listen to negative commentary. Don't listen to any hatred. At the same time, these people are delusional. I even have this delusional person keep talking about somebody that I just jammed with 20 years ago and think it's a band. And, you know, that person needs to go to a mental hospital. I mean, these individuals are not to be taken seriously. These individuals have nothing better to do but to sit around and waste away. And I can't do that to myself. I have to go for dreams in my own way or whatever to continue to go for it. And what I experience hearing these allegations and alleged other situations, it is not right for me to be dealing with this after spending several decades of struggle. I paid my dues many decades, many years over. Of course I have. but I haven't been recognized for my art. And when I hear people in my environment say things that are so evil, and it's no way I could not ignore. And, you know, as you know, that's what I came to LA to do, to be a singer, songwriter, professionally, and do it legally. And, you know, and I don't want no naysayer, no evil criminal, no dangerous person to take that dream away. And that's why I stay away from people like this. It doesn't matter what they look like, what religion they are, no matter what nationality, what race, it doesn't matter who they are. If they're an evil human being, I stay away and they are in my environment. So don't listen to lies, put downs on social media. The record industry, please do not listen to lies. My name is Dove Knight. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.